Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, beginning at verse 3. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. He poured out his soul to death. He bore the sins of many. And then out of Romans 8, verse 28, Paul says this, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose." In that first passage from the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah prophesied what the important headlines would be 700 years later during Christ's last days among us and what Christ would do for us and go through for us. Pierced, crushed, beaten, whipped, died for us. Over the last few days, there have been many moments which might have made the headlines here. Hurricane Harvey slams into Texas as a Category 4 storm. More rain, more dead. North Korea launches missiles over Japan. Longtime comedian and philanthropist Jerry Lewis dead at 91, and many others, including headlines which occurred in each of our own lives, which no one else but us and those close to us noticed. Headlines, some good, and some maybe not so good. Not to sound simplistic about it, but that is the way it will probably be going forward in our lives. We all are going to experience big wins, great moments, and also probably make some huge mistakes and suffer heart-wrenching losses, heartaches, and disappointments, and striving to live our lives every day and seeking to find our purpose. We've been talking about that meaningful, satisfying impact we will have and the legacy we were created to leave. In addition to exhilarating joys and fulfillment, we will experience bumps, pitfalls, doubt, disappointments, dry spells, and storms in our steps along the way. And in all those moments, it may help us, and we may find the strength and encouragement to move on if we remember the truth that God has been whacking me with over the head the last few years, which we just read from Romans a minute ago, which Paul says, "And we know," Paul writes, "that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose." Maybe that will help us as we remember that. Of course, that promise doesn't mean that everything will work out exactly as we want it to or as we hope it will. It doesn't mean that what you and I are involved in or striving for at the moment will necessarily result in a win or a success as we see it. But it does mean that God has promised to work everything we go through and experience into his overall plan for us, a plan always for our good. And it won't necessarily be what we define as good, but it will be what God defines as good. And it seems to me that God's good has the potential of being a whole lot better than anything we, or at least I, can think of as being good. God is with us, has been where we've been, and promises to use everything eventually for our good, even though we may not fully see it now, in 2 weeks or a year from now, or maybe not even see it until we look back from eternity one day, when we look back and say, "Ah, now I see. Praise God." And in that journey, remember also the assurance that God doesn't miss or waste anything we go through in our lives, one way or another. And in his time, all of our past experiences, all of our problems, our pains, our worries, our sins, our mistakes, as well as our joys, victories, and celebrations, will somehow be used by God as a part of his plan for our good. Our good. Everything we go through, our ups and downs, our highs and lows, our joys and sorrows, God will weave together for our ultimate good and all for his glory. So hold on to that promise in Romans 8:28 that God is always working out everything for our good. And while you do, there's something else that we need to remember in the midst of all the ups and downs of life that should provide an additional measure of peace and hope for us. As the scripture above from Isaiah chapter 53 that we read makes clear, Christ has already experienced a lot of what we experience and more. He has been where we have been. He feels what we feel. He knows our strength and he knows our weaknesses. And guess what? He loves us. Christ went through the worst things possible and ultimately suffered death on the cross for us. And then 3 days later, he rose again and walks with us today through all the ups and the downs of our lives. He understands us and what we're going through and is always with us. He's been where we've been, and we can trust that he knows where we need to go. It reminds me of a story. You may have heard of a guy who was walking along one day, looking up at the beautiful sky and God's incredible creation all around him, and all of a sudden, not paying any attention, he fell into a hole. And as hard as he tried, he couldn't get out of that hole. A little while later, a doctor came by, looked down in the hole, and the guy asked, hey, can you help me out of this hole? The doctor filled out a prescription and tossed it down the hole and went on. A little while later, a minister came by, and the guy yelled up at the minister, hey, pastor, can you help me out of this hole? And the minister wrote a prayer on a piece of paper, tossed it in the hole, and walked on. And then a friend of his came by, and recognizing the voice when he heard the cry for help, hey, can you help me out of this hole? His friend jumped down into the hole. The guy who had fallen in the hole looked at him in disbelief and asked, why in the world did you do that? Now we're both in here. To which his friend responded, yeah, I know, but I've been here before, and I know the way out. The God we know and the God we need to trust does that for us because he loves us. He jumps into all the holes that we find ourselves in. The God in whose power and peace we walk has been where we have been. And we can find further comfort in this absolute truth, that not only has he been where we've been, but he knows the way out of those holes we're in, those insurmountable difficulties we confront. He knows the way out of whatever we face in life, and he knows where we should go, which turns to take, and he stands ready to help us move on into the life to be all he created us to be, no matter where we are at any moment in our life, no matter what headlines are flashing across the story of our lives. The key for us in whatever we are going through or whatever we're facing or wherever we find ourselves is to keep our focus on him, to continue to lean into him. In all the ups and downs of every day of our journey, amidst all the distractions and expectations of the world around us, we need to keep our eyes focused on the God who is not only with us in the mountaintop moments of our lives, but the God who also jumps down with us into all the holes that we find ourselves in. And he knows the way out for our good and for his glory. So here's the deal. As we're searching for and striving to find and listening to God as he guides us to our purposes in life, we're going to mess up. We're going to take some wrong turns. We're going to take some missteps and maybe even fall in some holes along the way. We're going to lose. We're going to get tired. We're going to be criticized. We're going to run short on finances. We're going to make wrong choices. We're going to suffer illnesses and loss of loved ones. Wow. But guess what? In all of that and through all of that, the God who was there before anything and is the God of it all will always be there to help us. Isaiah reminds us he's been where we have been, and he knows the way out. So relax, guys. Relax, my friends, and trust and follow him. With God on your side, with God with you wherever you are, whether standing on the mountaintop or having just fallen into a hole or somewhere in between, what more do you need? Nothing. You don't need anything else. So keep your eyes and hearts focused on him and follow him into whatever is in front of you. And watch, as the Apostle Paul reminds us, and trust how he weaves it all together for our good. It will be an incredible and eternal adventure. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you. Thank you for these friends. I thank you for their hearts. I thank you for their hearts wanting to serve you. And I thank you for their lives and how they look back and see, wow, I see now how you wove that together for my good, our good, and for your glory. So I praise you for that. Help us to remember that and embrace that every day, that in the midst of whatever we face, on the top of the mountain and the bottom of the hole, you are there. You've been there, and you know where we need to go. And we'll trust you for that, and lean into you for that, and hang on to you for that as you move us forward into all that life can be and should be and must be for us to make a difference in this world with you. Thank you, Lord. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.